Hey, it's episode 40 and your girl's back. This episode, it wasn't very cohesive. Like, it didn't have like a theme to it. I apologize, but we got Ashley Titta on here. I'll be talking about the full moon, maybe tomorrow or Wednesday, depends. I can't remember what time it is. If it's towards the evening, I will do it Wednesday. If it's in the morning, then I will do it Tuesday. What else? We talked, I shared a little something that I've been kind of looking into more, and then we got into a little, it's Mana Monday. So energy update, a card reading, and a little update on my health. Your girl is winded right now. I'm actually recording this intro like after I recorded all those segments. Anyway, so I know what to say, what's going on the show. So anyways, that's what it is. It's all over the place. So I don't even know what I'm going to call this episode. This is a part of my show that I call Astro Today, where I spill the cosmic tea on what's happening astrologically. And today the moon is going to be Hua. Hua looks like an egg. So this moon is good for conceiving. So if you're trying to get pregnant, you can utilize this particular moon. I want to talk about yesterday because a lot of things happened yesterday. So yesterday the sun moved into Libra. It was also in a square with Pluto, and Jupiter stationed direct. The moon moved into Pisces, I believe. So what does all this mean? So it is officially Libra season, is what people usually say. And that is a time of focusing on the relationships that you have in your life, okay? So whether you're, how do I say this? You know, removing people from your life, adding people to your life, you know. I always say when there's Libra involved, balance is being restored. Okay. So anything that's leaving right now is meant to leave. Okay. It needs to leave. What else? Sun in a square with, Pluto. There could be some challenges that your ego is facing, with maybe ending these relationships, or maybe even, with balance being restored, or this transformation, because Pluto energy is endings, death. It's, in my opinion, he is Hades in mythology. So there's kind of a lot of doom and gloom around Pluto energy. It deals with transformations. It deals with transmutations. So kind of, to me, transmutations is kind of taking a bad situation and kind of transmuting it into like a good thing, I guess you could say. I don't know if that's what the dictionary.com definition is, but to me, that's how I interpret a transmutation. Because you're mutating, right? You're mutating something and turning it into this other thing, right? So anyway, sometimes there's a lot of fear, okay, surrounding whatever is happening. And that's the ego. The ego is afraid, right? Because it's not trusting Akua. Because, it's almost like, I don't know if this is the right term, but it's almost like, thinking too much or something, another thing is the moon is in Pisces. So Pisces energy deals with your intuition. It's about being sensitive to energies around you as well. It can be highly emotional for some people, because that's what it means to be sensitive. It's like you're sensitive to the energy, or you emotionally are sensitive. And then today we have Mercury station direct. So Mercury retrograde is kind of almost over, because after Mercury goes direct, there is a post shadow, period. Okay. So things might still feel kind of Mercury retrograde-ish. Honestly, the biggest thing that happened for me during this time, this Mercury retrograde, was
technology was really, really wonky. It started in Libra, so now it's in Virgo. Okay, so it's going to travel back through Virgo and back through Libra. So you're going to get a second chance at doing things over, but it's going to deal again with relationships. Okay, because it started in Libra. What else? I think that's it. Yeah. That feels like that's all that's going on. Nothing is happening tomorrow. Wednesday, we'll talk more when the moon moves into Aries, and then we have the full moon at 3 degrees Aries. You're going to hear Western astrologers say it's in Pisces. That is not true. We already had the Pisces full moon last month. So this one's going to be an Aries full moon, where you let go a lot of anger and tension and aggression. Well, anger, aggression, same shit. In order to start making progress, to start moving forward, to start asserting yourself. And it's going to be in regards to this stuff that's going on with relationships. Okay. I would not be surprised, but balance is being restored, and just trust the process. A big thing also that I saw for this retrograde, even though it wasn't really like bothering me, I didn't really feel like this one was super intense, but was people, like relationships. People that I thought were going to be like my friends forever are, you know, I've talked about this on the podcast and it's still happening. And it was probably happening during the Mercury, the pre-shadow phase. But a lot of people just cutting me off, you know, no explanation. And I mean, I'm not the type where I feel entitled that I need an explanation from everybody. So I'm just trusting and just being like, okay, well, you know, that's done. It sucks. It hurts my feelings, but it's like, I don't know, like maybe I served whatever purpose, but I'm not the type to go and like, be like, hey, why did you do that or whatever. So, but it's been continuing and it's been a lot of people. And I'm just like, geez. And it's a lot of people that I met through Beachbody too, that like either, yeah, I don't know. I don't want to talk about this on AstroTeta. So anyways, that's pretty much the energy right now. What else? Yeah, that's it. So if you're feeling angry about, you know, these, you know, if you're getting cut off or whatever, like, or you're cutting people off or whatever, you know what I mean? And you're angry or something. It's just like the full moon is coming and we're going to be able to fully release. And you can actually start working with the full moon energy as of yesterday, 3 days before the full moon and then 3 days after the full moon. Wait, was it yesterday? Yeah. Yeah. Tuesday, Monday, Sunday. Yeah. 3 days. And then Wednesday it's exact. And then you can also work with it 3 days after. So you have a whole week to work with this energy of the full moon, but it's the strongest on the day of the full moon. What else? Yeah, that's pretty much it. So I'll try to get a post up on my Instagram talking about the full moon. I usually try to do that. I don't know if I have the energy for it. I'm already feeling tired from just podcasting. So anyway, but we'll see. And I'm really not feeling social media these days. I don't know. Instagram is kind of, I don't know. I'm not really resonating with it anymore. Like all I want to do is just go on TikTok and learn how to cook different Asian foods and learn about plants. And what else do I watch in there? I'm also on spiritual TikTok, kind of conspiracy TikTok. So I've been learning about a lot of stuff on there that is really, really interesting. Maybe I can share. I don't know. And Twitter, I've been sharing on Twitter a little bit more. Just my thoughts, you know, unfiltered, I guess you could say, thoughts that I've been having, and just not giving a fuck what people think about what I'm typing up. And I've also been updating on there a little bit more about my COVID as I was going through it. COVID journey. I don't know what you want to call it, whatever. But anyways, yeah, that's what I got for you guys for AstroTeta. So I mentioned in my last episode why I'm trying to not refer to my children as kids. So the word kid can also be referred to as a baby goat. And, you know,
words are spells, there's meaning in these words, and we have to understand like the origin of these words. And this is something I've been digging into lately, and it kind of freaked me out. So there is a very ancient, one of the oldest Greek gods or deities, named Pan. Yes, that is where Peter Pan comes from. And he is half goat and half human, kind of looks like Sagittarius, kind of, because Sag is goat. Anyway, so, what was I saying? I just threw myself off. I don't even know why I brought that up. Anyway. Oh, okay. So when we are referring to our children as kids or kid, it's almost like you are referring to your child as Pan's kid, right? As his baby, if that makes sense, or his offspring. And he was pretty busy. He had like 12 children. Okay. And he was very provocative, and there is art, like statues of Pan having sex with goats. I mean, I get it. He's a goat, but whatever. That's disturbing. And he is also symbolized by these musical pipes, right? Like a flute-like thing. And what he does is he is able to manipulate the minds of children and lures them to him with his pipes, okay? Are you following? I hope you're following. So there's that, okay? But there's a lot of sexual context surrounding Pan. And there are similarities in Peter Pan. There's even a half human, half goat guy, Mr. whatever the fuck his name is, and Lion, the Witch, the Lion, whatever, the Wardrobe. And he is able to manipulate Lucy. I don't know if you remember that movie or the book, with his pipe. Yeah. What else? Secret Garden had a character like Pan. I'm trying to think of other things that I remember, but that's the only ones that I can think of right now. So anyways, so he's this god of fertility. And anytime a deity is a deity of fertility, yes, even like Lono, it has to do with sex. It has to do with, yeah, there's a little bit of that promiscuous sexual, you know, energy to this deity or god. Aphrodite is another one, right? Very sexual. So, you know, when you are referring to your child or your children as a kid or kids, like I said, it's almost like it's an attribute. Is that the word? It's like you're calling your child his child. It's like you're making a dedication of your child to that particular deity. And people don't even realize it, right? We just say it. And we've been so conditioned and not even to question where these words come from and all that kind of stuff. And when you dig into it and you start learning, you're like, what in the F? So I'm basically, yeah, every time I call my kids kids or the kids or whatever, or I say, hey, kid, or I don't know, I never say that. But you know what I mean? It's, in my opinion, I don't think it's very good. And I feel like we need to be more conscious of those things, you know? So I don't know. I mean, you can do whatever you want, but I'm really trying very, very hard to not refer to anybody's children as kids. Because I don't want to, like, almost like I don't want to be responsible for, like, being a part of that, you know, dedicating our child to this deity or this energy, you feel me, that can manipulate our children and is associated with sexuality, or not sexuality, but just like promiscuity. I don't know. It's kind of funky, but you know, go read myths about him. You'll, it's interesting. Okay, Monday. Let's get a card reading.
to find out what the energy of this week is. I mean, the moon is in Pisces right now, so I always take a look at that, where the moon is at the start of the week, because to me it's kind of like the overall theme. Pisces energy, we kind of talked about it already, feeling sensitive, highly emotional, maybe highly intuitive. All right, so let's see what we got. Okay, we have one card. It is the Five of, what is this? The Five of Cups. Ooh, of course, water energy. So this is talking about loss and grief and self-pity. It shows in this particular card, I'll take a picture and post it on my story today. But it shows a boat in the ocean that is in two different pieces, like it's broken and it's sinking. I mean, even though it's an ocean to me, there's lotuses floating in the water. Okay. So, yeah, this is about loss, and it's showing the ship that it doesn't have any chance of surviving this tumultuous looking, devastating water, ocean scene. And what it's talking about is that sometimes things are not in your control, and loss is just a natural part of life. And yeah, it's sad. Yeah, there's heartache, and you know, you gotta grieve, you know, go through some kind of grieving for something that's ending or something that you feel like is leaving your life. But it's important to understand that healing comes after. Okay. So I kind of feel like this being the theme of the week, it's like it already happened. The loss or the ending already happened. Now it's time to grieve and to heal. That's it. So straightforward. I love this deck. I'm using, the Cosmovisions, by James R. Eads. I just love this deck. My mom actually gifted it to me for something. Was it my birthday? I don't remember. I think it was my birthday. Anyways, okay, let me get this up on my story before I forget. Holy shit. I just did 40 minutes of cleaning. So on my Apple Watch, I just did it as flexibility, as I wanted to see like how high my heart rate gets and like how long it was going to take me to do this thing. And then how much calories I guess I burn. I don't even know how accurate it is. So I put that on as a workout and I started doing it. I dusted my whole entire living room and vacuumed and cleaned the couch and like treated all my plants because they all have fucking spider mites and they're all fucking dying, and I had to throw away plants. And then I did my bird's cage because they're in the living room too, and I had to vacuum around them because there were so much feathers, and oh my goodness. And that took me 40 minutes, and girl, I got freaking lightheaded. Like I'm right now, I'm laying in bed and I feel super lightheaded. So I think my doctor's right. Like I shouldn't work out yet until my oximeter reading is, you know, whatever the fuck, 95, 96, whatever he said. Fuck. And like, I feel completely fine. And then, you know, so like, my husband's like, see, I told you, relax. And it's like, I feel fine though. And shit needs to get done. So I'm just like chilling for a minute. And then my daughter's off today and she wanted to go out. So I feel bad. So I'm going to go out with her. So I told her I just need a little bit, like a minute to rest. So I'm going to relax for like 5 minutes. But anyways, that's an update on my fucking health with this stupid virus. Gosh, I really don't have time for this crap. If you enjoyed this episode, share it with your mother, your father, your auntie, your brother, your sister, your uncle, your neighbor, and all your hololoha on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, Twitter, and KanakaBootyClub.com.